Okay. It
I'll
is.
I'll
okay. All right. Call this meeting to order at 7:19 p.m. As the vice chair or vice president, I guess they said that I was the one that had to call it. So we don't have a big agenda or a formal agenda. Our main item of business is if we get a few more board members calling in that are going to participate by the teleconference to try to reappoint officers so that we're organized at least that far and repoint a president to replace Mr. John Southwick. Before that, the only other item that we want to start out with is maybe a quick manager's report where you are here and then talk about the annual meeting after that. So, Paul Brayton, do you have anything important? I mean, until we get organized, that's why I didn't know how important it was to try to get there. Where, because if we get organized, we've got to have another board meeting fairly soon and get real back to business.
Well, I think it's very important for us to get organized. I mean, that's the whole key of, this new board coming in, is there's a little bit more direction, a little bit more organization, a little bit more focus on priorities and things. And that's kind of where I'm at, is just kind of waiting for everybody to get on board so we're all going in the same direction.
Well, one of the things, did you want to talk in the manager report about meeting with those guys today?
BLM
and Earl.
I'll leave that with you. With the class five roads, or not the...
Right, yeah, the
title five. Title five and all that. It's,
okay.
But basically, I think this is great to have everybody here. And I, met with Dirk a little bit today. He was talking, getting together once a week maybe if he could. I think that's desperately needed at this point. Out of direction.
This is Dave joining the conference.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave. We got it up finally.
How are you folks doing?
Good.
Is
your life turned back to a little normal?
It may take a while, but I hope so.
Well, good luck.
Thank you much.
This is John.
Who all's there? John?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on the teleconference, John. I'm trying to take notes.
Welcome, yep. John. So right now, just for those that have just joined, we've got David Sills and John Harris on the conference call. We've got Dirk Clayson, Ben Clarkson, and Brent Fulmer here in person,
and
Shauna Cox. So we're only missing Ed Belinsky as a board member. We've also got Paul Brayton and Shauna Cox here, and Dale Clarkson as a guest.
How about Linda Alderman?
Excellent.
I get to be two of them.
Oh, and Linda Alderman, not Shauna. So for those that are taking notes, the only board member now we are missing is Ed Belinsky. He was going to try to join, so... Paul Brayton's given a little bit of a manager's report, and then we'll move on. Anything else?
Basically, just kind of not really at idle. I spent the morning kind of taking apart the brush hog, just because I feel that it's going to be in service here in a little bit when we start getting this reseeding going. Just kind of wondering where the focus is going to be from you guys, where we want to go.
Okay.
I have plans on probably Monday taking Nancy's oldest son, Mike, running a little bit of fence line up there in the meadow. I've talked with Dale. He said there's a lot of fence that's kind of down, I guess.
I did find a place where the cows are getting out to the north up there. And took a picture of it. I can show you afterwards. And on the west side, against the hill, there were three cows out there when I went up there.
Who was there?
This is John. When I was up there a couple of weeks ago, there were several that got out up on Pipeline Road in there as well. The gate was closed, but they're finding a way through.
Yeah, there's a place that they can get through fairly easily. There, John, that's the place I took the picture of.
Okay, so let's get that resolved as quickly as we can. Mm-hmm. Make sure we know where it is,
right,
and then get that.
I think I have a good idea where it's at. That whole side right there, when I talked with Dale early in the season about going and fixing fence, that whole side was just like this. It took a little bit to get everything straightened back up, and I think if it's okay with you guys, purchase some more barbed wire and some T-posts and just run a whole new section along that whole side. I don't think it would cost.
The T-posts that are leaning over up that hillside, I've seen, are they bent?
They're bent.
Was the snow slid or something and
bent
those?
There's some earth slides, too, so some of them are only sticking out of the ground 2.5.
That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know
if
they're 6-foot posts. If I get an 8-foot post and just drive it in a little deeper.
That's what I'm wondering. But those are there are bent, so they're not going to be reusable.
I can take them out and bend them.
Yeah, you really, a T-post, if it's bent, you might as well trash it.
Yeah, because you're...
It's weakened.
It loses temper.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
If they're in the ground and you can bend them back,
they'll stay.
Not
right.
Bad, but to try to do anything.
To try to take them out, bend them straight, and never repound them is worthless.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's kind of my plan. I was going to go up Monday and kind of assess it and see if they're all bent, if some of them are bent, but just purchase some more barbed wire. Yeah.
You might be able to take the backhoe and just raise them.
Not up that hill. Even the tractor up that hillside.
Oh, you can't get it up. It's too high.
Is that okay with you guys if I purchase some more T-posts?
Well, I'd like to mention something else about it. The feed is really sparse in the meadow right now, and so I think we need to get the cows out of there anyway. It looks like there's maybe about 2.5 weeks of feed to the south of the meadow. So
by the ponds?
In the pond area, which
mm-hmm.
would need to regulate, but in between the ponds and the meadow. And so, I think I talked to Doug on my way driving back in. He says he'll come up Tuesday and move them, but he'd like to, and I think it'd be good for us to open the gate at the south end of the meadow and let them start wandering that way if they will. That'll relieve some of that. That fence all still needs to be dealt with, and it should be worked over with the idea that, you know, next year we'll have a better fence as well.
Right.
But the way the feed's getting, they're going to find a way out.
But if we're looking at a long-term deal with Doug and his and those Longhorns, I think we should probably invest some money in some fence around the meadow.
Yeah, we'll definitely have got to invest some money and get it. We need to get our fences in top shape,
right,
regardless of what cows are there. There's going to be cows there forever. Our whole idea was we would try to get as late as we could in the summer in the meadow, and then if not, possibly... grade some of those there in the private ground. If we had to, push them out in Deer Springs Point was the only place where we could get them far enough out. But hopefully, now that it's late enough and most of the stuff has come up and gone to seed, so they're not eating off and killing that. You know, if they eat what's there and tromp the seed into the ground, it'll help to reseed for next year. So I think let's move them south of the meadow and then into the pond area. By then, a lot of the guests will be gone and stuff.
Right.
So if they're in and around the pond, it shouldn't be too much of a nuisance and stuff, and see if we can't get to the end of this season.
Right. He plans on moving them October 17th.
That's
and so we may still have a little bit of issues to deal with. But for the most part, those Longhorns are really good browsers, and we need, a lot of that browse around the edges cleaned up and stuff. And the more we let them kind of feather out into those oaks, the better we'll be off for fire protection. And so I think that'll work out good. And then on the 17th, anybody that wants to join in cattle drive and stuff is welcome.
Are they going to be around the ponds all the way till the 17th?
I don't think they'll last there. So, but we can probably get the next 2.5 weeks. And he said that he would start Tuesday taking some out, too.
Okay.
So if he reduces the number, maybe that all will work out, but... We'll have to manage it, for the next 4 weeks.
Dale, this is Dave Sills. Did you say that October 17th there was going to be a cattle drive?
That's Dirk. Yes, he did say that.
Oh, that's Dirk?
Yeah, that's what he did say. A cattle drive,
that was
join in.
I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, that's when the longhorn operator is.
I'll talk with Vance, see if we can get that on the website. Is that
okay?
We want to promote that a little bit.
I think it's fine to let people know.
Yeah, he said if people wanted to join in and stuff, that'd be fun. And I think that's one of the fun of having the longhorn.
Me and my boy will be there.
Tuesday, he'll be here and talk with you and Dale at the ranch, and we can make a final plan Tuesday. I probably wouldn't post anything until we do that.
To be clear, he doesn't need our help. It's just a fun thing if somebody wants to participate.
Okay.
Well, when I put the minutes out, when they go on the website, that'll give people the indication that there's an open invitation to this cattle drive on the 17th.
And I would put the tentative date, use the word tentative, because that's...
Okay.
His best guess right now.
I'm going to close the cabin that day, too.
How does we come from?
October 17th?
Saturday?
Yep.
Is that a Saturday?
Yep.
Okay. Let's discuss just for a minute any feedback on the annual meeting, any comments after the annual meeting. I guess we did have, who took notes? Did you take good notes?
Ed Belinsky took notes. Okay. I have put them on the, and they're on the website now.
Okay.
I'm getting advanced and he put them
okay.
on.
We got the, the results and stuff. Any other comments from the annual meeting?
All the comments that I heard, and I heard several, was that they were really pleased with how nice it was.
It was very enjoyable.
Was
I mean, without being antagonistic, stressful and friction, contentious.
Yeah.
I don't know how well it was attended versus last year. I mean, there was a good group
there.
There
was more.
More this year?
Yeah.
Given the down economy, that's really a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
October 17th.
No,
that'd be
I'm in a meeting.
If everybody has read the meeting or the minutes, or if you've had a chance to review them, are we going to approve them here or wait till next month's meeting?
For the annual meeting?
That's not
the
minutes. The annual meeting minutes will get approved next year by the membership. Those are all separate board.
That's right.
So we did in there, made a motion and approved last year's minutes. And so, these just need to be posted and published and then approved next year.
I have a question about the closing of the cabins. If it's on the 17th, I don't know. I have to look. No, I have to look at the schedule. I think somebody is scheduled for this 16th.
I don't know that
the cabin's down after the 17th.
There is a hunter that's in. I think one of the cabins past the 17th. And I
one of the upper cabins?
No. Well, the lower cabin. I okayed that. The upper cabins are the critical ones to close on the 17th, and sometimes we leave those lower cabins open.
Right.
And there is.
It's all weather dependent.
Of course it is.
I don't think there's any fixed or hard deadline, so I think based on scheduling.
I wouldn't mind leaving it open that weekend, just so I have all the next week to 19th.
I mean, in theory, if somebody wants to reserve the lower cabins, even for Christmas or whatever, that's typically available. So
I buy two cabins that I try and keep on.
September or October?
October. Yeah.
So we should have the uppers probably for safety winterized by November 1st.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the 23rd and 24th.
October. Yeah. We've always done the middle of October because of a freak freeze and that sort of thing in those upper cabins. That's how we lost that one.
It's all weather
roof
depending.
Right. And that's right. You're the only one that's up there. Right. You're seeing how cold it's getting at night.
And
you've got to leave the water line going up the hill and everything on, too, if you leave those open.
Right. We just don't know what the weather's going
to
do.
It's kind of a big thing to drain everything, so I'll use
John, did you have a comment?
This is Dave. I was just going to say it might be a good idea to schedule our board meeting for that cabin closure. We got an awful lot done the last times.
At the ranch, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. We did talk about having one more board meeting at the ranch before end of season.
Okay.
So.
What he was saying 2 years ago, we helped them close them up on that.
That was a year before me, I think.
Yeah,
last year was Brent and I.
Brent. Brett was there when we did it that time. Mm-hmm. We met him.
Okay, if there's no other comments about the annual meeting, then does anybody else have other topics we need to bring up, new business?
Yeah, we...
What do you want me to do with the ballots? I meant to bring them with me, but I...
Recycle. Yeah, they should be just put in a big file and put. You've got your filing cabinet.
I do.
I would just file them somewhere in a packet, sealed kind of packet, so that if there's some reason to refer to them after a period of time, then we can trash them. There has been sometimes been question or whatever to.
I don't think we will, but I'll
right.
do that then.
I would just file them for a while until you.
They're already sealed up and organized.
Yeah.
I would do that for now.
Okay.
And then if we haven't needed, then. After a year, next year's, then it's, you know, then to keep them for the year that people are in there or whatever.
Might be safe so you know how many was
right, if there's some question or something. I
have another question.
Okay.
1 year, 2 year terms?
Whatever the bylaws are, I thought it was 4 year terms, was what the,
no,
or 2 year
two
terms.
2 year
terms.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's a 2 year term?
Not the two and a one.
That's what I thought. 1 year, 2 year term, mm-hmm. but I don't know who is one and who is two and how that's decided.
All the new people should be 2 year.
So then the people that are on now are 1 year and that's the way.
Yeah,
right.
So technically they're all 2 year terms.
Yeah,
right. And that's where.
Okay. That's what I thought. I was just
we need to look at that. I mean, that's one of the things with our bylaws that, you know, if. If you just don't, you know, if it's already stagnant, everybody serves 2 years, then yeah,
they rotate.
They come up.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to print out the bylaws that are current and make sure every member has one.
We should have.
I think that would be a good thing to do. It should be on the website. There is a lot on the website, but it would be good to have.
I think
we
have
them.
That's probably. Yeah.
They're on the website because I look at them all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
Is that the easiest
there.
For you just to go on there and look?
Oh, yeah. If you can do me, anybody can do me a favor, is send it to me electronically. Don't send me anything in the mail because, I mean, I was nice when I was anonymous down here and the junk mail people didn't know I was here. I mean, it's
and
just
I
too
think,
much.
I think people that are used to using the web, that's fine, but we have some members that are not.
And you know what, I don't know how we're going to do that, but I think it would be a real good idea to try to identify those who specifically want it.
Well, in our newsletter, or
mm-hmm.
whenever you send out the bills at least
mm-hmm.
once a year,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in there with the letter, you know, we should say, here's where these things are posted on the web. If you would like a hard copy, mail us or call us, and we will send you a hard copy. So
okay.
They can request one.
I agree. I would like to.
All.
I would like to work through this year so that next year, you know, maybe the once a year billing goes out with a letter explaining, reiterating the website for new members or whatever. But a lot of this stuff, each of us, I think, should go and if we value it in print form, we pay for it. If we don't. You know, a lot of us are going to lose it anyway. We just know where it is on the website instead of the association bearing the cost to print stuff that people just put immediately in the garbage can.
Okay. Sounds good.
And there is some, you know, people that need it, so we'll make it available. I mean, they do have the right to have at least the bill and some of that in printed form, but the more we can do electronic, it's a lot cheaper.
I'm pretty much doing everything except bills electronic. The bills
yeah.
are not.
So the bills, at least one time we send some mm-hmm. out.
I think
we
the once a year
in that, the
invoice and a letter update and stuff, and I'd like to see we mail stuff once a year. I mean, beyond that, we may see a need, but not, and we'll start gauging. But more, you know, by the end of this next year, most people are going to have an email address and function that way. If you don't in this day and age, you're going to be
you're at it.
Yeah,
by the way, every point of contact is in here but email, and that's because I received several at the annual meeting, so I didn't take the time
and
to
I got the
this
sheet
for you.
That I can give you, that sign-up we passed around
yes.
that had everybody's email. Did
yes.
you get a copy of it? I got home because it was my notebook, and so
no, I didn't.
I'm happy to give you a copy of that
great.
And maybe some more on it.
And I'll update that, and then at our next meeting I will have an email contact list for you to go with this. And Dave Sills is putting a board member one page together for you.
Okay. Good. Other questions?
John Johnson's who did the reseeding and so forth, we need to give them some direction and so that they can move forward. They ought to be doing their seeding. Part of their problem was they seeded too late
last year. Too deep.
Too late, too deep, too a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, we need to decide if we're going to let them go ahead in this year. They lost quite a bit last year, but I think there was some overall
learning
to the ranch and learning experience for them. They have requested that we cover the seed cost to help offset their loss, which is about $5,000. We need to decide if that's worth it for us to have them make that. And I don't know if, you know, I really like the grass, how it looked there in Broad Hollow, but today I'm not sure that that's even, I mean, I thought they planted a perennial, but it looks to me like they planted an annual. And so I think if they're planting some perennial crops, that we ought to help with that seed for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If they're planting annuals, then maybe not, but we need to make it some decision, I think, tonight and give them some direction, or at least decide a board member that can go research it and work with them or something.
Does that fall under the cattle?
I think it falls under the agriculture.
Well, and that, if we're getting into some of these new things, we need to reorganize the you know, I always wanted to
right.
review the board or whatever.
That's just a decision if I can't
wait a month. Is Ed on?
Yes, Ben, I am. I just got in. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, I heard that ping, so good. So we have now a full quorum of everyone, Ed. Everybody else is either here in the room or on the teleconference. So let's go ahead and I'm not sure the process
Well, we have a secret ballot, so how are you going
to
do...
Can I add something to this, the whole agriculture thing?
Yeah.
I've talked with Austin. They're excited about coming back up and planting again. I think, and I've talked to him, he's been trying to figure out how to cover the costs, and he's trying to see if the government will give him a grant, you know, things like that. I don't think they should have to worry about that.
We don't want him to have a grant.
You look at $5,000. They spent $20,000 last year. And what did they get? They're asking for $5,000. You should see. I don't know if you went up there when it was all green. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. $5,000 to make that a reality is a drop in the bucket compared to what they spent. I mean, that's my 2 cents.
I mean, I feel the same, and particularly if we have some funds remaining in the budget.
Well, let's ask that question. Now that Ed's on, you guys have been on the board and can remember the question, Linda, you're maybe the only one that knows, what things did we budget in the 2009 budget that is still remaining unpaid or may not happen? You know, we did budget road maintenance, thinking that the guy who ran the road grader last year did. I don't, you know, he hasn't run the road grader at all. You know, we're getting late enough. Is that the best spend of our money to get this year? You know, because not very long, we'll be to the end of the year and we'll rebudget stuff for 2010. But
and I think you need some fencing supplies that may be...
I haven't touched any fencing supplies. So there's the fencing supplies, the road maintenance, which I kind of agreed that, you know what, the roads are pretty good. Let's hold off on spending any of that money.
I didn't bring my paperwork with me.
That's old.
One of the concerns I have about the roads is the...
We have the budget. That's all we need. We need a map.
The budget's in the very back. There's a map in the very, very back, and then the budget's right before it.
And, you know, throw out one other just
not
little thing.
It's not budget
versus
actual.
Right.
The upper end of the metal, while these guys are in there, I think we ought to try to get them to disc it and reseed that.
Yeah, now that...
Ram has gone through there, now that we're kind of using that, that would be, you know, some additional seeding costs that we could maybe do some trading with those guys to reduce a lot of the labor. And finished kind of getting the brush hogged out of there and the disking done and the seeding done there. And there's also about 10 acres in between the metal and the road that would be great to do something with while we're at it. Fairly minor costs, but I think if we can do some of those items and do some fencing items, that would be where we ought to put some emphasis as well.
Well, we had contract service for roads, which was kind of operating time,
mm-hmm.
at $2,500 that so far has not been spent.
Right.
So there's half of it.
Well, let me ask you a quick question about, you know, the pass-through assessments, Linda. Is there any chance we could get some of that money from people, or are we... that are still willing to pay, or how many people do we have that are willing to pay?
I received two at the annual meeting,
okay.
and I'm still working on the others. I like that because I did the annual meeting.
Right, and how many people are in the rears overall?
Well, you've got a dot.
Yeah, I got a dot. I saw that, and there's like
$30,000 in
yeah.
the rear total.
We budgeted to collect 12.
Like about 25 to 40. We did this aging report.
I got it right here. It says 30 on here.
So.
And I've collected some of those already, so
mm-hmm.
it's probably about 25. No.
Well, the other thing is we did not budget this year anything for grazing income.
Yes, because we weren't having it.
Because we're going to. Now, with Hunt's Longhorns in the Meadow is going to pay, well, he paid half,
mm-hmm.
which was $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have right at 5,000.
And we pulled in Brent this year, and that ended up
right.
25. And you've got the Scoot and Paw.
So
the wildlife
with,
coming in.
Right. Well, and we budget that, and it's budgeted to be
yes.
spent.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
that 5,000 from Doug Hunt was not planned on coming in. That could go back to grazing related, you know, the pasture improvement and
well,
the 2,500.
You still have this one right here, which is. Crop management and erosion control is $2,500.
I'm not sure that we. Yeah, I'm not sure. Several of those is the $20,000 that we paid to Clark Lamb.
Right.
That's the thing. Most of those
okay.
we totaled up that
exactly.
we put in erosion yeah. control and stuff is stuff that we approved and paid for this spring. So that money,
okay.
I believe, has been spent. I think the only stuff that hasn't been spent is the road grader operator for $2,500 and the Doug Hunt $5,000 that we never budgeted and never planned on. That was, you know, something that we put together last minute.
And we still haven't spent fencing supplies,
right.
which we need to do.
Yeah, we need the fencing.
Right.
We need the fencing.
Right.
So let's,
but you
so
have
let's
some
take the
supplies now. That you purchased already. You
fencing material, we've got $1,000 in there.
No.
Didn't you buy some fencing material?
You said he hadn't touched anything.
Yeah,
I did.
It. Yeah,
so
you
it
have
was like
some.
$170. That was around it.
Okay, but you had a $1,000 budget. You spent a little bit. You should have plenty to buy what you need
oh, yeah.
to wrap things up.
Some T-posts and some barbed wire.
So out of the $5,000, you know, we just out of the grazing to go back into rangeland improvement and stuff and encourage Johnson's to replant one more year.
So we need to make a motion to take the money from the grazing that we got from John. From
Now, before you make that motion, if you would please, you have to consider the fact that originally this planting and maintaining and then harvesting of that grain was going to be self-supporting, that it was not built into our budget. And I think there needs to be considerable more discussion, including forecasting it in the budget before we would vote on turning loose that kind of money.
That
Johnson's, we approved a 2-year lease, so this was the first year. They have one more year lease was the original
right.
kind of agreement that we did, hoping that it would be
take off.
Profitable enough for them and good enough for the association that we would continue from there on.
The lease, yes. I understand, but there was not a contribution on the ranch, Deer Springs Ranch, behalf for the cost of the seed, and there was not going to be a portion of that recovered by the ranch for the sale of the harvest.
You are right, John. That's exactly what the agreement was. Although, that's what we're trying to make a decision as to, is it worth our time, is it worth our money for what we will receive back
yeah.
from them continuing to progress? I mean, is it worth what we're going to get back? Putting it into, it helps with the erosion control, it helps with the dust, it helps with everything. Is that worth putting our money back into, because we're going to be doing it anyway, in another area? Is that Would it be worth, if they pulled off, would it be worth us to go back out and replant it ourselves?
A comment?
Well, I don't see that we would go out and plant it ourselves. That was never part of the plan, but it would be open for discussion, and that's what we're doing right now. The consideration is it's not quite as quick as what we're discussing. This is something that needs to be forecast, the pros and cons, with all of the board members present and reasonable input.
John, you had a comment?
Yeah, if you should go ahead with this, and we invest, we should decide to invest the money, I would think that it would have to be something that would not be seasonal, but that would be...
A one-time thing?
It would be a thing where the grass would grow again in the spring. Rather than something they would harvest. Are we talking about planting something there that would be a seasonal thing where we would...
grain.
Or grain?
If they were to walk away today...
You're talking about annual or perennial, something that keeps coming back.
That's what I'm talking about, annual or perennial.
Right now, I think they planted annuals everywhere, and I think we should encourage them to look at planting perennial in the areas that will sustain that, which is Broad Hollow area. I don't think the area up around the airstrip will work for a perennial very well. But I think some areas, and for example, if we can talk them into helping with the upper end of the meadow, that of course would be a perennial.
We need to receive for those long-term.
And that's a favor that's kind of beyond what the scope is that they were going to do, but I think perhaps we could ask them if they would do.
I think they'd be more than happy to talking with them.
Okay. Yeah.
I would think if we're going to invest money, we would need something that would be perennial. I would think.
Mm-hmm. Whether they stay or not, we want it to. We keep coming back.
You got a comment?
I mean, you ask around. You talk to people about what they saw last year when they planted all that.
We liked it.
There was no negative response. You drive up, you don't see sagebrush and rabbit brush. You see green fields, and that's a drop in the bucket for what it's worth.
There was one negative response, maybe two. Those that were down near the airstrip didn't like the dust.
Right.
The dust was a problem at the beginning.
No, we didn't.
But after the grass grows, there's not a problem.
There's not a problem, no. It was at the beginning.
If the grass does grow.
Right.
And there's a lot of sand up there with no rain. We had, I think, a dry spring. Not a whole lot grew.
But I think the other thing that we need to bear in mind is we probably need to give some direction tonight, because they've got to do this in the next 2 weeks.
Immediately. And that's why you have a board. They have to make a decision.
Do you want to put it up to vote?
I think so.
Probably we should. So I should finish making the motion that we approve the funds that have come off of the cattle that haven't been appropriated to anything else, yet to go into a perennial seed to put back onto this, what do we call it?
To the rangeland management that
the Johnsons have begun, so that we don't lose what we've got so far.
We're talking about
to use it for one more year.
I'll second that motion.
For one more year, he was added.
Okay, Sean has made a motion and second. Any discussion? I would make a comment and would like to at least amend the motion. You've put in there what John Harris said as far as a perennial. And I think one of the only other things is the original plan was for them to go in and combine it. And you go in and cut it, and you still leave 2 inches of stubble there, holds the dirt, holds the dust, holds the moisture. If you go in and graze it off, it beats it back to dust, and you're back to square one. I think that if we're going to invest association money into this crop now for next year, we've got to have some more control in that we try to get this combined off, or we really watch it and don't graze it nearly. You know, this year there was really no hurt in them grazing it right down to the dirt because it was an annual and was going to be gone anyway. But if we put stuff into a low-DAC dry land alfalfa, something that's a long-term crop, we've got to really protect it and make sure that they come in and combine it or cut it and bale it, and that we don't, you know, graze it off.
You are correct, but the ranchers tell me that cattle don't eat it clear to the dirt like the horses do.
Right, but
and so it's easier for
it
them to come
be
back.
Lightly
it could be, yeah, a little, but
it
I would say.
To be managed.
If you look at what's been grazed, it's gone.
Yeah,
it's
gone.
Well,
that's
one of my other questions is how long are we to have those cows up there?
Yeah,
because they're going hungry.
Right? Well, they were there to eat their crop.
Right.
If their crop is gone, the cows need to be gone.
Okay.
We did approve. We actually moved them from the well field up onto the airport. We went up in even into Broad Hollow. If all those areas are gone, the cows need to go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct, because they didn't get a crop for whatever reason. I heard it's because they planted too deep, but I'm not a farmer, so I don't know about that. But they asked permission to bring the cattle in to at least graze because they couldn't harvest.
It was really successful having their cows come up. You know, they had kind of lost a lot, and it was kind of the least we could do. And I think it was a successful.
Well, it's multiple use of the land because they poop and fertilize the land again, so it makes it even better.
Was there a second?
There's a second.
So how about if we amend the motion to say that we would work with them, we'd have a board member work with them on approving the seeding that they're going to do.
That, and we need a dollar amount. I don't want to, it doesn't matter where the money came from. How much money are we approving?
$5,000 was the number.
We already had that in the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye. This is Dave.
Dave Sills opposed. And who was the other opposed? Dave?
Just Dave.
Okay. Sound like two voices on this end. The phone must have glitched. Okay, Dave Sills opposed.
Is John in it?
It was probably me, and I said aye a little late.
John is an aye. Ed?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries, so we will get working on that because it is a time-critical item. Okay, before somebody raises another topic, taking votes, I would like to reorganize whatever because as an interim vice president, I don't want to be taking votes until, you know, we cross that bridge. Is there a formal, it's been years since I've been on the board, you saying that they've done secret ballots. Last time I was on the board, there was a nomination and a second and votes for officers. That's one question, is how we do it. Secondly, is Shauna Cox is still out serving as treasurer and David Silt as secretary. Are all officers?
You can do it however you want to.
Well, let's have some open discussion. We do have to replace the president because John Southwick is now off the board. Are we only replacing John Southwick, or do we want to reconsider all three positions to be open? And then we can move forward, whoever's president and stuff, to help, you know, organize committees, get, you know, board members assigned on grazing and cabins and some of these questions so that, you know, we have some organization. Because I would like all of us board members to take more initiative during the month, working with Paul, working with Linda, working with Dale, working with Johnson, and so that when we come here, we get reports from board members, not discuss every last T-post we're pounding as an entire board. It's really a waste of our time. So any discussion on that? David Sills, are you willing to still serve as secretary?
Not a problem at all, but I do think that there should be a general election of the president and vice president.
Well, that's true.
Among the board.
Okay. So right now, Shauna's holdover treasurer. Are you willing to serve there? Does anybody have a concern of replacing Shauna as treasurer?
Not I. Ed.
Or David Sills as secretary? Okay. I am a holdover as vice president. Anybody have a problem with me staying as vice president?
No.
Okay.
Until there's a formal election or approval of the president and vice president, not a problem at all. You're doing a fine job.
Okay, so now at this point, then we need to go through whatever process to elect a president.
It's very, very difficult to do on a teleconference with so many not present. I think if we had a formal meeting.
Everybody's present.
I know, including on teleconference, but I can't tell who's talking and who's saying what over the teleconference. If you want to try and do it right now, a nomination and a vote,
yeah,
I have no problem with it.
I think we've got to, if we need everybody to say who they are so we know, you know, now we can go a little slower, but I think we've got to go through the process so whoever is going to be the president can get working. And we've got our paid staff and people that have got to have some direction the next month or so instead of scheduling out. And like I said, I know this was an issue, and it should have happened just after the annual meeting, but there was only 3 of the 7 of us in attendance at the annual meeting, and that's why we didn't do it. Right now we have representation of all 7 board members, and we've got to decide if we can embrace this teleconference thing and make it work or or cut it off. I already said it's a difficult thing, and it is frustrating. There's stuff that I would much rather all be able to look eye to eye, but at the same time, I'm not sure that we can, you know, force that to happen.
We got to move forward.
We have not had all 7 people at any one board meeting the last year. So for all of 7 of us to be together, we need to, I think, move forward.
Well, if you can handle the nomination process, including with the teleconference, give it a shot.
Well, we need a president. Does anyone nominate volunteer as president or have a nomination to put a name for? We'll just write down those names, and then we can vote on them.
Can I nominate 2?
Sure.
I want to nominate Dirk Clayson because he's been in here before, and I also would like to nominate Brent Fulmer because he's out there all the time.
I think Dirk would be the perfect president.
Okay.
I would also nominate Brent.
Okay. So we already have Brent and Dirk nominated. Any other nominations?
I would go with those nominations. I'd just like to know a little bit about Dirk. Unfortunately, I have not. If I have met you in person, Dirk, I don't know much about you. And as far as president or vice president, I would have to have a little bit more information. And I really don't know what that would be, but.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I don't think that we've ever met that I can remember either.
We're almost done.
And, but I think Brent's a better guy.
Very humble of you.
You know, I work here at the ERA office with Ben, and have been involved in a lot of real estate management and homeowners associations and things like that in the past. But the reason why I'm probably interested in being on Deer Springs Ranch is I'm kind of a hobby farmer and have cattle and a farm and enjoy working on those activities.
Well, let me say just one thing. But I think it would be very beneficial if the two of you were able to get together informally in the office, you know, without travel. And I honestly believe that I can be of more value to the ranch as the on-site go-to person. So, you know, one of you emails me, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm real good at the communication thing. I'll get back to you in a hurry.
Yes, you are.
And so I'm of more value, I think, to the ranch as being an on-site person, helping coordinate and facilitate and getting things done. I think it would be completely valuable. And another thing is let's say I needed to come down to talk to you. You know, then we've got a scheduling thing. You know, can I even get to town? But you guys can do that, and you can get back to me. And so I really think you're a better choice for all those reasons. And because you've got more experience than I do with this stuff, you know. So,
hello.
He just went out the door.
He probably went to the little room.
Ed, I haven't heard from you. Are you willing to serve as president?
At this time, Ben, I'm just so busy. You know, even trying to get to the meeting is tough for me.
Okay, well, and that's what there's, you know, there are different people asked at the annual meeting, and I know that you're still kind of a man from two cities, so I just wanted to make sure so that you know we've given everybody an opportunity to look at that, and again, I don't, you know, David Sills as treasurer or Shauna, you know, we can replace the current officers if there's somebody else that should.
Come on, yeah.
We're fine, and I think we should vote on Dirk.
Okay.
As what recommendation, as president?
Yes.
Okay, I'll support that. I have no problem with it. I appreciate your giving me the information, Dirk. And
okay.
Call a vote.
Okay.
I'll support it as well.
Then, Brent, are you retracting your name?
You can take my name off.
Okay, so the only choice we have then is Dirk as a nominee for president. So we'll call for support. All in favor of Dirk serving as president, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Then Dirk is the new president. Yay.
A lot of money.
Yeah. So I hereby turn over this meeting to Dirk Clayson.
Well, that was easy.
That was good, didn't you?
The way it all went.
Okay, well, if the meeting's turned over to me, I would like to make a proposal that we make a list of responsibility areas, and we assign different board members to those responsibility areas. And see if we can, like Ben says, I like the idea of trying to get some work done in between the meetings by that board member working on those issues so when they come to the meeting, they're the one giving the active report on the particular subject. How does that sound to everybody?
That has been proposed in the past, and it's very, very valuable.
And we have been using a little bit of
it,
but we haven't really.
Let's maybe start by making a list of categories. And maybe, you know, some board members would have multiple categories because I know I can think of more categories than we have board members.
Well, before we at one time we had a good conference. Now there's seven board members, a good list that falls into those board members. They may have subcategories. That board member have two or three different committees, but I think that to have one, each board member chair a committee and have everything in the ranch split down into those seven positions. So there's seven committees, you know, there's seven chairmen over seven areas.
Okay, well, let's get those seven areas out. Maybe you can remember what they were historically, Ben.
Well, I know one was grazing and wildlife.
Okay.
And we kind of had dual topics, like grazing and wildlife, because they are interrelated and they've got to work together. We had facilities and buildings, so it's not just the cabins, but any buildings or structures.
Okay.
We had roads.
No, fence is still really under grazing.
Yeah, it's under grazing. Okay.
Yeah, anything that you would build, construct, you know, a pavilion or anything.
You have roads, you have the water system.
We had roads, and I don't know what else we called it to kind of include that. And then we had water,
roads.
Well, that included the culverts and the
water,
gravel and the...
Right. Anything?
Everything.
Did roads also include the BLM right-of-ways and all of that
right.
stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I was working on.
Roads and easements, you may call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, water.
Right, that includes the...
Water management.
Yeah, the water management, that's a good one.
Water management.
the property management.
Oh, you mean the...
Paul and Nancy, wasn't there a designation in the past of communication with the property managers?
Oh, you mean somebody being over the top of the managers?
Yes.
They had to. They needed to report to
management. Call it.
Okay. We've usually had them report to the president or an executive board, at least that you know, or go to each head of these seven things. Right. If they have a question of grazing, they need to go to the board member over grazing, in conjunction with the president, who's kind of got to be over everything.
Right.
But I think what they're asking is somebody that he could come and report to and be on the. And that went to the president, wasn't
right,
that before?
Right.
Well,
it's
I kind of put that in my own hands. I said, you know what, I'm big on communication. I want everybody to know. So I emailed the board and called the president weekly.
Probably another category would be financial, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Budget and finance?
Budget and finance.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going, Dave. Not a roll.
Yeah.
And, there's probably a category for communication, you know, the newsletters, the...
Telephone system.
Now, does that have to be a board member? I know a few people that, you know, are owners out there that are great with...
Right, but they will serve on a committee under a board
member.
Board
right.
So this
right.
board, I think it should come through board members. So
right.
The
podcast
is
off somewhere
to report, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
So
we don't have all that.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Wait, what have you got?
Committees.
What's the seventh one? I got grazing and wildlife,
that's
facilities
okay.
and buildings, water, roads, BLM, and right-of-way, budget and finance, and communications. I've only got six out of that.
And maybe it shouldn't be.
We had management.
We had management.
Okay.
That would be over the managers, and so that's really...
And just kind of personnel, whatever.
Management and personnel.
Management
okay.
and personnel.
I think you're going down the wrong road. Management, nobody's communicating. Everybody's got to
okay.
learn to communicate themselves.
Cross that off.
It won't function.
Yeah.
So we have six. One thing that we don't have, perhaps, is recreational,
yeah.
you know, ATVs, horses,
mm-hmm.
whatever, was one of the things that I... had on my previous notes to think about. And the other thing was perhaps would be something like legal or somebody dealing with whatever legal issues. I understand we have an outstanding lawsuit.
How about
and,
communications and legalities, putting that, lumping that together?
Yeah, that's probably not a bad one, communication plus legal.
Got it. Okay, ranch activity would include things like consideration of horseback and any other feature that we want to bring into the ranch, the fishing, the whole work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fishing, horseback, ATVs, cattle drive, whatever.
So we call that ranch activity?
Some of that falls under wildlife management, which, like the fish, probably would.
Right.
Well, we went under grazing and wildlife, so we put grazing and wildlife and... Well, you can still do ranch activities.
I think we
like
need somebody over ranch activities because we got
okay.
cookouts. We got
well,
horseback.
I would
trail
systems.
We ought to be
like member relations. Somebody that's going to help you know keep in communication with the members and help you know bring.
Well,
feedback.
We already got that one.
Well, you know, this is like the motorcycle groups or whatever. You know, camping, that kind of activity.
Right. So, I would
okay.
connect
so we need to call ranch activities.
That would be our seventh one, so we would have seven categories.
Okay.
That would be pretty broad, I think.
Yeah.
We have facilities, grazing.
What about
water,
fire
water.
Management, those kind of things?
That's Grant's forte.
Yeah, we can
would
we
that
can
be
probably
under roads?
Put that under, see, what I would actually think that we could look at here is we could take a broad subject heading like, for example, water and roads, and we could probably put a subcategory under there as fire.
Water management and fire protection. How's
right.
that?
That would be a good one.
That'd be okay.
You don't need me anymore, do you?
Next meeting.
Well, and I don't know that water management and fire protection.
No, yeah, most of our fire protection
is
not going to have anything to do with water. It's going
right.
to be removing.
Well, I know, but they can still go together.
I would do a category that's broad. If we're going to do something that is risk management, safety, that's fire.
Well, we can put it under public safety.
Yeah, I would do one that's public safety, that's fire, that's lawsuits, that's working with, you know, what, writing rules and regulations. We don't have, you know, have one that's more of a safety in general across
public
the
safety
public
and
safety
fire.
Is a good one. That would be include fire.
Yeah.
Water, fire, and public safety.
Oh, we're thinking about just public safety by itself, which would include the fire, the insurance, all that kind of stuff, you know, the legal stuff.
Right, all the legal stuff. We're gonna
so let's put the legal, we'll put legal under it and send it under the communications.
Thank you.
I still don't know what communications I'm going to do.
Oh, I should telephone.
The quarterly newsletter.
Right.
I think that's an important thing.
And you know, telephones and... And,
those are good.
And also your
communication or
and your website, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, that's the first step, to help with the newsletter and that stuff.
Get the website, all that kind of stuff out.
Member relations.
I call it member relations. It's keeping the members informed of what the board is doing. And
I like the word communication just because that's what it's
but when it
really
comes to setting up a phone system, they may not...
Oh, but they can find somebody to do it. I'm not saying they have to do it. This is just somebody over to report.
Right.
This is not something you have to do. It's something you have to
So we have eight categories
share.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to...
Well,
still only show seven.
Okay, let's lay them off again. We have grazing and wildlife, right?
Right.
Number one.
Right, and roads and easements, BLM easements.
That's
facilities and buildings. Water management.
Got it.
Budget and finance.
Got it.
Communications is what I have.
Communications, legal, and public safety is what I heard recommended.
Do that all together?
Well,
and then rent
activity. That's what I heard.
I would combine activities with communications.
Okay.
So that, you know, because they're not going to be working on that all the time. Whoever's over that, again, that's kind of
okay.
Catering to the
okay.
members. So it's rent and activities and communications.
And then public safety and legal.
Well, and I would scratch budget and finance. You know, we're all seven board members. Above
all
that,
be on the budget
you're the
finance.
Treasurer. You got to worry more than anybody else on budget and finance, and we've all got to take our responsibility.
Well, I didn't put it in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've all got to be up on the budget and that.
So okay, so now what do we want to do for the seventh one then? Because we just compacted those other ones.
And I would leave ranch activities separate from.
Well, we have.
Oh yeah. Okay. So let's just make a separate one for communications.
Yeah.
Which I believe the communications. Well, okay.
Member,
I think there's a whole lot of stuff you could do in communications.
Relations, communications, legal, all of that's plenty.
Well, but I've got seven categories here.
Okay. I have seven.
Read yours off.
Okay.
I took off five.
Facility and buildings, grazing and wildlife, road and easements, water and water rights. Budget and finance, oh, that's the one we were taking off. Activities, public safety. Activities.
We went ranch activities, and then we did seven communications. We got the same ones.
Okay.
It's all seven.
So we're going to keep still communications.
Mm-hmm,
that
gives us seven.
Because that just doing the...
Right.
Six, seven. I think that's good for you.
I still show six.
Okay, we're coming. Okay, one more time. But we got them in different...
Number one.
That's
number one, grazing and wildlife.
Grazing and wildlife, one.
Two
is roads and easements. Three is facilities and buildings. Four is water management. Five is public safety and legal. Six is ranch activities. And seven is communications.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
Okay. I want to stay on the roads and easements.
Okay, we should probably ask then who has preference to the different ones. I'll state my preference is grazing and wildlife.
I would like facilities and buildings.
And who is that?
John Martin.
John.
Oh, John Harris. Sorry.
Harris. And Shauna, you want roads and easements?
Yes.
And I'm guessing... Well, let's hear whatever anybody else wants.
I have been grazing in wildlife, so if you're going to do something different, I would prefer to stay there or something. There's some that I'm not going to do. but you'll be disappointed because it's not my deal.
Well, we can switch around.
Okay.
Hey, this is Ed. I'll do the public safety legal.
Okay.
Who's that?
That's Ed Blinsky.
Okay. I know that Ben probably would be the most effective on water.
Okay. That's one I can do.
What does that leave?
Range activities and communications.
Okay. C-O-M-M. Okay, that's me then.
Who's me?
Dave.
Oh, Dave, sorry. So which one do you want, ranch activities or communications?
I thought that was two right there. Okay, communications, okay, is public safety, legal, and communications not one?
No, it's just public safety and legal, and that's Ed. And then seven and six is ranch activities, and seven is communications.
I think if Brent has ranch activities, we should make that ranch activities / fire management.
Oh, trust me, I'll do it anyway.
He'll still do it. Yeah.
We love him to do it. We would be burnt down.
Is that fair?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that leaves what? Communications?
Communications.
Okay, that would be Dave then. It's the only one left, right?
Yep, and you can do good on that, Dave.
Okay.
Okay, everybody agreed to those.
And we'll include
divisions.
That all these little forms that you make up. I mean that you do for
who has budget and finance.
So one of the things
we
that I
rid of that.
Would propose as a structure for our agenda. This is Dirk talking, is that we begin the meeting with a financial report each time so we know where we're at financially, and I'll work with Linda on the format for that so we know where we are to our budget and what's going on with our accounts. And
that's part of me.
And so forth. So, yeah, you can.
Yep.
And then, secondly, we should have a report from each member on their area of assignment, each board member. And then third, we should have a report from the ranch manager. And I kind of want to do it in that order because I'd like the board members to be the one reporting on their things as much as possible rather than the ranch manager reporting. And then we, you know, put agenda items after that, whatever we have submitted prior to the meeting.
Sounds reasonable.
But at least we'll have kind of a structured format, so every time we get used to looking at the same report, the same information, and we can build off of each meeting and carry our momentum forward.
Agreed.
Subject to change, you bet.
I would like to just make a comment on finances, and since Linda's not here, if you'll take it. I've asked for the same thing, and we still haven't once in 9 months come up with it at the annual meeting. Here's three forms we need. A, we need a current profit and loss.
With the budget.
B, we need a budget to actual.
That should be the same report.
Yeah. C, we need a balance sheet. She did the profit and loss, but she did, and she sent it out at the annual meeting, yeah, budget, but not budget to actual, so it didn't show anything we spent to know where we're at. And the balance sheet in QuickBooks will show how much we have in the three or four different accounts that we have and stuff instead of.
And got that all
and
on
she,
the program. She
I asked her to bring those today, and she actually brought the reports, and so she did. Figure out how to do them, but it looks like she reported, printed them from her backup file or something, so it's not current.
Sure.
But yeah, I totally agree. We've got to look at those elements. The other thing that I asked her to bring was an accounts receivable aging summary. So we've got an idea how far behind
assessments are and what our outstanding collections are. So I think if we had those elements every month, we'd start to be well-versed in our finances.
Can I make a little input here? And maybe it's just my problem. Maybe I've just had a hard time getting with her because she's our zig and zag and not catching. At first she was doing really good for a while, and then we kind of got lost. So maybe we'll just have to require her to meet with me, because I think she feels like it's cutting into her time, and it's more time that is not a paid time or whatever. Okay, but that's why I feel like she feels like she doesn't need to make these, because it's time that's not. She wants to work when she wants to work, and I don't know how to.
And it's like today, we need to get her to where she can prepare these reports one time even,
yeah,
accurately, and then it will be a matter of routine.
Yes, then she can do it.
And you may have to meet with her quite a bit to go over whatever it takes to say, oh, well, we need to add this, we missed this, whatever. But I think, you know, she told me when she left today, she said, I'll reprint the reports and have new reports for you to look at tomorrow. So, I think the problem in the past from the meetings I've audited is, you know, the report isn't correct, and nobody looks at another report until the next board meeting,
yeah,
and it isn't correct again. Somebody's got to look at reports every other day until they can say, oh, yeah, now we finally got it. Now this is the report that's going to tell us something. We need to duplicate that every month.
So we need to have a meeting at least a monthly with them.
Well, yeah, or you may need
well,
to meet
I think
with
there's still some question that she has. I know that she says, well, that's just the way Barbara set it up, you know, and we're, you know, I'm not sure if that's right or wrong. It worked for Barbara, but it's not working today, and some of it, I think, needs to be changed.
Well, and it's going to affect our tax returns and everything. I mean, we've got to get the reports right.
Great.
So, yeah, anything you can do, and, like, I'm willing to help meet in on some of those meetings. If that helps.
Well, I think I need to bring her in. All three of us.
Does she have it all on the laptop now?
No, she says she's got it on her machine at
That's
home.
The problem. See, we can't have it. Well, she just prints it out, and then we have. Then she goes back to her house, and then a few days or whenever she comes.
That was the supposed justification for buying the laptop, which I think was a complete huge mistake to begin with, and not something that I feel as a board member I ever approved or voted for.
Why it did that?
And so now, over 6 months later, to not have anything on there, we've got to get fixed. And I think that Linda is putting in a lot of time and doing a lot of good things. I still think that there's a lot of things that we've got to fix one time, even if it costs a little money. For example, things under that responsibility, and we've got to, you know, evaluate job descriptions for her and the caretakers and how to go through all those things, but specifically on the finance and that. I think it's still ridiculous that you have to call anybody to make a reservation. Our website should function just like any other website. I book as many nights a year as anybody does in vacation rentals, and I never talk to a soul. I book it. I pay by credit card what fees I need to. And
you show up in it then.
And that should right there alleviate a dozen or a couple of dozen hours a week of Linda's time. And then this financing stuff.
So on that subject, that would be your reservations in your facilities and buildings, maybe. But on that subject, we need somebody who can
fix that
website.
Right, but that's where I said, in my
well, category, we just need to link
buildings and
with
facility
the
needs
website.
To still be somebody that's got a hard hat on, that's pounding nails, making a cabin, renovations. That's why I kept saying the member relation hat of a board member is running the website, making reservations work good, that kind of stuff.
So does that go under communications? That can go under communications.
It can.
It can go under communications.
But that's different. Mm-hmm. You know, just that's different than cabin.
And I think
communications
can
and reservations, is that what we're going to call that?
Yeah.
Change it to communications and reservations. Are you okay with that, Dave? Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, can we change it to communications and reservations?
I don't know that that would work, but...
We just need somebody for her, them to report to you about...
I don't know that it's...
intermingle with
it's going to work for somebody to do that that can't work with Linda on an in-person basis on it to really work through that. I mean, it's going to take kind of a special project to revamp that website. And,
well, we're not asking Dave to do it. We're asking him to just
well,
oversee
it. Well, I think some of that, the president is really going to work through a project or whatever one time to get it fixed, and then it should fix
so, it. So, Dave, you know, I guess what we're saying is you'd be responsible to try to coach that somebody's doing that and then it happens. You're not personally responsible to actually
do it
all.
I'm trying to see how that would fit with the communication side of it, but we can always give it a try until we can come up with another recommendation.
Maybe you could help her contact a communications person who does websites and that type of thing. You know, we need to get somebody who's really good at that and get that thing set up once and for all. I've had to struggle myself finding people that are...
I think we should just go with, like, Vacation Rental by Owner's website and log our stuff in there. They've already got a site that works good, and we link into it.
If we can do that, why, you know, let's not reinvent the wheel.
Right, exactly. I didn't know they had
that. You guys are experienced property managers, and you understand this stuff.
Yeah,
we can link
you may have to pay some kind of a moderate yearly fee
mm-hmm.
to hook into their system, but there's a lot of good systems that go in. It, as soon as you make the reservation, it blocks that out on the calendars so that any of us can go in at any time. Even the ranch manager, Paul, could go in and say, here's when cabins are available. Here's
well, it's that up. So as soon as somebody makes that reservation, books it, it emails to whoever you tell. It may write that automatically send the one to Linda so she's aware mm-hmm. and one to the Brayton so that they know and those, it automatically does it. But
plus,
phone
it's got,
it's
got some benefits for credit card stuff or the
yeah.
minor fees we might have and other things too. So
you know who's good at all of this is Vance Green. Maybe if Linda and Dave can both get a hold and start a committee on, hey, let's revamp this.
Right, any of that stuff that Vance has been doing a lot of work on the website and that stuff, you know, somebody's got to explore whether it's easier to, you know, tie in with one of those or it's not a difficult program.
Well,
we have a calendar on our website and stuff to make it function.
How about for now we say that's an agenda item on our next meeting that we will discuss and we ask us to at least share the discussion on it.
Sounds reasonable. Who is our current website expert? Is that Vance?
Cass.
Melinda.
Who is our current website expert? Is it Vance?
Oh, yeah, he does it, but Melinda is the one that's paid to update our website.
Okay.
So we ought to.
Where are we paying her?
But that's what I'm saying. Some of these things have now shifted far enough that
we
can
move that.
We can, you know,
use that
to
get into
the program. GoDaddy for $10 a year or something.
Yeah.
I mean, in the budget, we're still paying like $60 a month. And Vance is doing, I think, all the updating work that I know of. I don't know. Maybe he's calling her quite a bit, but I haven't talked to her. I don't know any board member that's here that talked to her one time in the last year. So some of these expenses that we're paying for,
need to trim
you know,
off.
I think that we need to and then redirect because some of these things Linda has already talked about, had responsibilities and trying to, you know, needing to pay her more because she's taxed out on the number of hours she feels like she can justifiably spend for what she's given a lot of hours. That I, as a board member, and I, as a member, as a daughter, I don't think it's benefiting the association at all. It's
well,
she's trying to do with what system has been set up. We need to change the system.
Should we ask Linda to something to us in the next board meeting? Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, if I like the idea of using the existing system.
Yeah,
that we just have
that
to
we know
link to,
and kind of fat.
And then we set it up, and I don't know what the fees would be. I don't know what it costs.
I can't remember what they are right now either. And so that obviously will be one of the things we need to look into, and how customized it will be
right.
for us to make it look like our invisible to them. But I'll be set up that way fairly easy.
It's just a fee for the search engine.
And then, reservation. I always look at things on a yearly basis. We're paying Melinda $60 a month. Really not getting anything. That's $720 a year, guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, $720 a year can buy us a culvert.
Right.
I don't know how, she's been doing that for several years now. I don't know exactly what she's done. I like her. I think she's a wonderful person and a fine human being, and this is not a condemnation of her.
Absolutely.
But the simple fact of the matter is paying $720 a year, year after year for nothing.
Yeah.
Then we need to.
I brought it up this year in the budget, and Linda had some valid, you know, they're good.
Well, that's
thing,
because
I thought,
right,
but,
they're doing.
But now in the budget, there's a whole separate category for website hosting that now is not going through her and stuff. So I think there's several things between now and setting budget and expenses. We need to start, you know, maybe cutting some contracts and putting people on notice, giving fair notice that starting January 1st, we're going a different direction.
I think the last time it was brought up was right when website went down. Together we're both trying to get everything hashed out as far as the website, the whole back up and running.
The focus on this needs to be we want an enhanced performance. Because I think to some degree what we're seeing is that it's difficult to make reservations. It's taking a lot of Linda's time and probably unpredictable buckets of time too. And for some strange reason, we aren't seeing a lot of use of cabins, even though the cabins now have been cleaned up and ready to go. So we obviously haven't made it real
friendly, easy
and user-friendly for our members to use.
Well, and there's a couple of other issues, too. And one of those is that every so often when there is a double booking, it's a huge problem for these guys.
Yeah.
You know, and so having it hosted by a professional site where we eliminate those mistakes
will
really, I think, help a lot, and especially if notifications go out. And to be honest with you, as you said, if she's spending a great deal of time doing the reservation thing, and we can take that time away and we can focus that time with Shauna,
get the financial
over so those two can go together.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that bothers me, and I didn't know this about the laptop, I don't think, if we purchased the laptop, I don't see any reason why that couldn't be brought to a meeting, and we could look at current information.
Well, that was
our core numbers. It should be right.
But that's where I kept pushing for printouts, and she said, well, then if I buy this laptop, I can bring it to meetings. I disagree, because
we need to have it right.
I want three pieces of paper in front of me I can glance through in 3 minutes and
right.
Anyway, I don't want to be typing away, but here we are 6 months later and we don't have either.
Right.
That's the problem.
One time, but then it was like you couldn't even look at it anyway because seven people can't look at it.
The only advantage of the laptop would be that then Shauna and Linda could meet.
I don't have to be at her house.
Now that we have it, QuickBooks needs to be on that, and she needs to use it. She was afraid of the old computer going down, it being too old. That was the whole reason we were getting off it. So we need to move forward with that.
Yeah, we need to have a regular backup exercise and other things that she's going through.
And once again, you know, printouts, if we take away her reservation time, so she's not working on that. She can spend more time in this other.
Well,
so you can get your pieces.
And if we can help give her some direction to decide, because I don't know, and she could tell us, of the 10 things that I'm doing, which 3 are absolutely critical, then which are the next 3 that if I have time I do it, and some of the things that I think that she thinks are top priority, I'd put at the bottom of the list.
Well,
and she's spending most of her time there, and if it never got done, it wouldn't hold up.
And I don't want to be critical of what's happened, but I talked to her today quite a bit about balance sheet. Nobody's ever educated her what a balance sheet is.
We've discussed it for...
why it needs to be printed and how to select the date. And
So let's sit down with her.
Someone's going to need to sit down with her and actually have
it. It needs to happen, yes, in enough detail that, say, a balance sheet, somebody knows what that even means.
Oh, and my problem with her was she was going to bring it on a flash drive and back it up and bring it to my... I could never pull her up off her system. I could never get it to come into my QuickBooks.
Well,
and I don't know what her...
does not work very well that way if you've got a different version or anything. We share QuickBooks files back and forth with our accountants all the time, and it is something that you got to be very on top of to make work well. So
anyway, we'll work it out.
Okay. I agree with Ben. I'd like, say, three pieces of printed paper in front of me, whatever it takes to make that happen.
Okay.
So is somebody willing to address this agenda item for next reservation process?
I thought you were talking about Dave. I
don't think you talked Dave into that.
I do both.
There's some advantage to being on the telephone. I think a lot of these committees should just kind of float. You know, you said something about roads and easements. I know a couple other people that would love to help you with roads and easements.
But that's the chairman of roads and easements.
Right.
And anybody that's interested volunteers to be on
right.
her committee.
And I love that. So that's
and a lot of members will serve on two or three committees.
Right.
Sure.
The important thing is that the board members know where they are and they're reporting in the board meeting. But again, those are all appointed positions by the president.
Okay, well,
this is what you're doing.
Right now, let's put on the agenda item as president. I will browbeat somebody into presenting that next meeting.
Good plan. Good
okay.
plan.
Next item.
We have just a brief thing to talk about, and I'm glad Dale's here because he can probably answer some of the questions. Paul and I met with Earl Levenger and Kevin Cahill from the BLM, including a guy that's working on the fireside, but he's into range management.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we took them around the ranch. We were looking at, they want to start a fuels project at Deer Springs Ranch. Basically, what they want to do is they want to try to work along some interface areas.
Okay.
I didn't catch it.
Or along your property line there, where your interface and along our property line on Broad Hollow and a couple of others. Anyway,
you're talking about where the BLM abuts to the...
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, a couple of questions that they have for us, what they want to do is come in and do a test area where we can show the members. It's a public relations thing. This is what's going to happen. It's not a clear cut. They're going to try to clear this out. They want to do this. The question that they have is on our Title Vs, and I'll carry that on to our own private roads, how far out? I know that when we grade, we stay within the existing disturbance. We have an easement outside of the existing disturbance on our Title Vs at all. Do you know, Dale or Ben or any of you?
I don't know.
Okay. Something I'll check into.
Yes, they're very narrow.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
like 5 feet. They're like.
Well, yeah, and that's why they're on those issues. They'll take care of them because they are the BLM. You know, they'll just say, we can go outside this. On our own private roads through Deer Springs, do we have a centerline easement where we I know there's a 30-foot easement along each of the property lines, where a road property right down the center, we have any kind of easement on each side of that road where we can clear? We do not. Okay.
No.
That was a question I had no idea, and I'm glad that Dale's here.
And we had an issue years ago where there was thought they could go and widen
Right. It's the same as the BLM. I think it's based on historic disturbance. I mean, anything outside that, whether it's the BLM or the association, the board can decide. But when it comes to crossing other people's private lot, I think they've got to get permission from the person that they're crossing.
Okay, that's what we need. We need to know. Anyway, what they want to do is they want to come in and they want to do a test section and show what more or less very much like what Norris was doing up in the Wet Meadow. But they want to do a test section to show the members what they can do. And then they want to come in and they want to work with us within our community fire plan. They want to have us in cooperation with them do a complete interface areas where they'll come into the easement line of the, you know, within that 30-foot easement. So if fire comes from Deer Springs, it won't jump onto BLM. And then they're willing to go as far as onto their property, as far as 200 feet.
Kind of way.
It is. It is. So what they're doing right now, they have a map. I put them in contact with Vance Green. He's going to get some of them some electronic files where they can do some overlays. But they're going to come out, and the test sections that they do are going to be on BLM land, but on BLM land, but on one of our Title V roads, which is, like, for example, there's a real big problem with the when you leave the Broad Hollow area until you get up on the flats there, going over to Slide. Treatment of the trees along there is really tight, and they'd like to come in and do a treatment that takes that back. I told them that I would find out the particulars, and I know as far as the intersections.
Brent, you probably address this, but I've seen some that they did out on towards the sand dunes. I think we're concerned about the aesthetics maybe more than they are sometimes. If they affect the aesthetics a lot by having a slash or not cleaned up or clear cutting areas that I think somehow we need to kind of evaluate that it doesn't look like, holy cow, what's happening
right
there?
And that's why they want it. That's what they would like to do, is come in, and they're very sensitive to that.
You're fine.
Apparently there's been a lot of feedback, negative feedback, and so
right.
What they want to do is they want to come in and do a test section for evaluation and say, all right, this is what we can do. You know, working, they want to work with us. They don't want to work against us.
Right.
And so what they want to do is try to come in and say, okay, look, this is what we're going to try to do. And they're planning on bringing everything in and mulching it down to the ground, and there's not going to be any slag. You know, it's more or less like Norris has done. In fact, Norris even went in and talked to him today because they're talking about using a private contractor. And because Norris does have some experience with this, it'll be valuable that he does. And anyway, but they want to work very hard. They want to work with us, and they needed to know some basic information.
Norris did a lot of work with the state trust lands, hired him to do a lot of the same stuff. He seems to have a pretty good eye for. I agree, you know, you can't even pull a big trailer through there without it hitting the trailer and stuff like that. So obviously we're going to need to deal with some tree removal, some tree trimming, and the undergrowth needs to be dealt with. But again, we don't want it to look, you know.
Well, that's where.
But
it goes
a little further than that. It goes, you know, you get back over to Sly, and I don't know what area we were at today talking with him, you know, clearing more of the flat lands and planted some more grass.
They're actually willing to do some of the flats,
mm-hmm,
and reseed.
End up like by the pond up there, or
well,
what?
No, actually, well, the area. Well, they're willing to do anywhere that's beneficial to the ranch, but we took them specifically over to that fur road that goes off of the. You know, you're going up Slide, and then you go to Upper Broad Hollow.
Yeah,
and that it's really overgrown over there. And so they said that that would be
right
a good place, you know, a good place a lot up the Slide, all of Slide Canyon in all actuality.
Right,
and then
lower part of Slide.
Right, reseed it, grazing and other purposes. I think that's beneficial to do something you know, along that line. They said in order to get a complete fuels treatment program, a couple, 3 years, you need to start somewhere, and that's now, and then we'll work with them on the community fire plan. We'll try to get them out there and get a test section done so they can come in at it and see, and then we can move on from there. Now, I've offered them, if they want to show what will work on a 30-foot, inside the 30-foot easement on going outside, I've offered them my property, which is my BLM interface area is pretty much invisible to everyone but me. You know, it's not anything you see from the road or anything else. And so I've offered that to them if they want to use that as a test section, and then people can come take a look at it and do whatever.
Basically, I think the big issue is public safety.
Yeah.
If say there's a fire down in that canyon, and you got to get from there to there,
right.
If things were cleared out, you know, you might score. He was mentioning, you know, scorching the paint and getting out, but you're going to get out. You're not going to be stuck in there and burn.
I thought that's a good idea, and I think, Trent, as your responsibility over this, that you should work with them. I think you should take some pictures before and after, because sometimes you go and look at an after and you say, well, it looks okay, but what did it look like
before?
Mm-hmm.
And, I like some of those areas where, you know, and again, the Forest Service does it quite aggressively and then along the roadways where they go and they remove the bushes, the sagebrush, and the limbs up to 5 feet.
Right.
So the trees all stay there unless there's one right on the road. You know, I would rather have a younger tree gone than have all the branches cut off one side that looks like it's been totally scalped.
They talked to good.
Just might as well take it out, but then have a comfortable so that tree branches can grow up to their natural length and not straight camp trailers get into their lot. But then if the trees were limbed up for 50 feet back, doesn't take away the beauty of the area, and it looks nice, whether then that with the limbs taken off is either shredded or cut into length and stacked. You see all the time in the forest where they make like beaver dams and they leave them there. The chipmunks and the squirrels live in it. It looks fine, but then it's not a fire hazard where that's going to carry fire.
Well, they'll burn that too. It's called
they said they'll do two or three different things. Is that they'll come in and they'll cut this stuff down and they'll cut it up and they'll stack it as firewood for our members to grab.
Yeah.
If they want, and it'll be alongside the roads, and any members welcome to grab it and take it. Okay. They'll do the same thing you're talking about, little dams and wildlife habitat and whatever. And then one of our members, Don Busbaum, he calls himself Boomer. He donated a wood chipper. So they are going to have a wood chipper up there.
Is it a big enough one?
It's a six-cylinder gasoline engine. It'll do a good-sized log. It's an older one, but he says it's completely functional. He's used it on his property down in California. His uncle used it to do a whole bunch of stuff. He says, as far as he knows, it doesn't really require anything from the knives, but he is giving it to the ranch. So he actually owns a home here in Kanab, and he owns one in California. And so he's going, the next trip up here, he'll bring it with him, and then we will take it and get a little work done on it. But we'll have a completely functional chipper to work, which will really be, it'll be a great thing for home when the trim happens. So we go in and we cut the stuff, and we can mulch it, leave it on the ground, and it'll look nice and keep the dust down and a whole bunch of other things. So, and that's another thing that they'll do if they come in. They'll either have somebody like Norris grind it all the way down, or they bring in, they'll cut the bigger stuff up into firewood or dams or whatever for us to use. Chip it.
Well, I think it sounds all great. Do you need more test areas approved?
No, the one place that they would like to come in and look, the very first starting point that they would like to do, and I got to go talk to Hugh Wolf. They talked to him later on today. One area that they would like to do is that area just outside of the Broad Hollow area. It heads over towards Slide where the trees are right down. In fact, they're right down and over the road. So you can't pull a camp trailer through there without scratching it up.
Right.
You know, luckily for me, I don't have any new nice truck, but I wouldn't even want to drive a new nice truck through there because you would definitely scrape the side.
Well, that sounds like a good area. Does everybody agree?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
So Do we need to make a motion to approve or just say, hey?
I think it's beneficial to the ranch, not just beneficial, but I think it's crucial. So I think we should
let him go.
Yeah,
I can't hear you very good, Ed, but we were thinking you're agreeing.
Okay, so we give you permission to move ahead with that.
Woohoo! Now, can I ask a question? Steve Beller. So, what's happening with him and the bear?
Yes. The plaintiff, he is going to court.
On what charges?
He's been charged with 2 felonies.
I need to back him up.
I don't know if we need to back him up right now, but all the discovery stuff, and he is. I don't know what we have to do right at the moment, but I can ask him.
Well, I worry because we need to. That was kind of a step across the line to charge him. And he doesn't have the money to do that kind of stuff. And I think that what will happen is if that happens with him, has a problem with the bear or mountain lion or whatever else, we're going to hit the same problem. We need to.
But at the same time, we've had several issues before with issues, whether it was trespassing on the BLM or wild. I mean, there's laws of land in the United States and a legal system. I don't think that they give a rat's what the board of directors. I think members have got to say, if it affects the association, got to come to the board. The other stuff, you got to abide by the law. And if you do, you're okay. If you don't, the board can't do anything
right.
to help or anything.
Right.
That's why the guy came and you know to the annual meeting and talked about the 2 bears that have been killed on the ranch, some of the problems that members have created. And if a bear comes and is doing damage to your cabin or threatening your life, he said there at the meeting, you're fully entitled to choose.
That the situation with him?
I don't know. I don't have any clue what the situation is, but I don't think they would have charged him unless they thought that there was some other problem.
I might be sticking my leg out here, but you know, it's not a bear problem. It's a people problem.
Right.
It was an ongoing problem for a good month.
There have been people that they've warned and told them, you cannot leave food out, you cannot leave cat food out. If you cannot bait a bear. You can't leave a steak on the porch every day for 30 days, and when the bear comes in, then shoot it and say, well, it came to my cabin. I don't think it's a board or association issue. I mean, I want to help. If there is something that we need to support Lee, I definitely want to support him. But at the same time, I don't want to confuse the process or cause him more trouble by trying to get involved.
No, I don't know the whole story. The story I got was that he just came to the cabin and that he tried to get in and whatever,
and he got scratched by
the bear.
I'm only going on what was reported. The guy, the fishing, what was it? What's his title?
DNR, Wildlife.
Divisional Wildlife, the guy there said, I have personally talked with members, I've warned them, I've tried to explain to them, and they've told me, I'm still going to put out my dog food, and if they have problems, then it's been documented beforehand, they've been warned. And again, he's the law enforcement, it doesn't matter what we say. Some of those people have got to learn, can't be leaving out food and feeding the bears and then claim that the bear was, you know, coming to your cabin maliciously. When you eat some food or cat food, the risk is not that it's going to come to his cabin, it's going to go to somebody who was a complete innocent victim. Can't allow that on the ranch, so I don't want to give the wrong impression from the board of directors. I thought what was said at the annual meeting was
good. I wasn't there, so I don't know.
That members of the ranch, there's bears there. There always will be bears there. You need to be careful of not leaving out food and trash.
Well, something I've done in all the cabins, Dustin gave me posters. It says, I don't want to go to this level, but make another sign, a big sign, and have it, you know, hey, this is bear country. Bear.
Side poster down
yeah.
the ranch. Too.
Well, yeah. People come up, they go up to their property. For a good example, John and Sunshine Harris were up there. They can't be doing that.
Right.
I mean, that's just common sense when you're in bear country. I have just kind of a billboard, per se, saying, hey, you're in bear country, don't create a problem for the rest of us.
It's a little bit of a new thing. I mean, we've had always had bears up there, but nothing like the number of stuff we've had here in the last couple of years.
I think they must have transplanted them somewhere.
No, you don't think that they didn't.
They're resident bears, but they're now, I mean, we never had... I spent as much time as anybody at the ranch. We never had elk on Deer Springs Ranch until the last, 5-10 years? You know, then now you see elk in a lot of areas, a big one. There was never elk down in Tunapah. Now they're taking big elk. So the Division of Wildlife have encouraged habitat for some of these animals to retake territory that they lost in the last 50, 60 years to the ranchers and whatever. But at the same time, I think we publicize that in the newsletter. I don't really care when I go up to a cabin to see a lot of extra, I mean, posters are fine. I don't want to see a lot of signs. I don't want billboards warning. Because, again, it's not the casual guy coming to the cabin for the weekend, usually. Like you said, it's people who live up there. Every problem they've dealt with right now are residents of Deer Springs Ranch that have been told and should know better. Either they will change their habits and avoid the problem, or they're going to continue the problem and they're going to get into trouble with loss. And he is on the court docket. He's going to go to court and face the judge. And I don't know what the circumstances are, but I don't want to encourage other people that, okay, whatever happened is good, because I hate to see him in that position. I hate to see the bear being killed. We've got to try to avoid that.
Hey, any other issues for tonight that need to be discussed? Let's talk about when our next meeting should be.
Well, our next meeting needs to be on a pretty consistent schedule.
Right.
At least till the end of the year. And yes?
Things cutting in and out, Jeff. Some reason I've lost you all.
Now we can still hear you.
Okay. I wasn't hearing a thing.
Okay, what was the next meeting date?
We haven't decided yet. We're deciding. Any input?
So do you guys have better nights to work?
No, Thursday's a good night.
Did you guys want to plan on coming out for the ranch?
You can't do Thursday.
No, we do work on Thursday.
You guys want to plan on coming out for the ranch and doing
the
work?
I think our October meeting, we need to meet at the ranch, so maybe it needs to be a Saturday or a Friday.
Cannot be the 17th. That's that great big meeting. I have people come from all states.
Well,
on a week.
On the second Saturday. So we need to get it set.
If we have it set, then it's really easy.
Third or the 10th. Take it the second Saturday of each month.
I really don't want Saturday.
How about Fridays?
First Thursday of the month, I already have a meeting. So the first Thursday.
Yeah, the first
Fridays. Well,
I have to work
Linda
can't
make
Thursday.
Wednesday.
Start at 6, I can do.
Well, and I'm happy to. I would rather start at five.
I got scouts on Wednesday.
Well, I would rather do
California can't go earlier.
5 o'clock on Thursday.
How
would they get here?
Because in California, they're an hour behind us already, and they're working.
That's four.
They both three can't.
All that one.
I have a comment.
7:30 on Thursday morning.
How about a comment?
Yeah, if it's going to be at the ranch and to be there, it would have to be on a weekend for us coming from California. Otherwise, I have to do teleconference, but we can't do teleconference from the ranch.
Right.
Problem with Fridays?
There's not a problem going to the ranch on a Saturday, I don't think.
I think Friday is a good compromise.
Make it Friday
evening.
Friday evening would be good for me. This is Ed. Friday evening, Saturday, Sunday.
Can't hear whoever's speaking.
It's Ed.
Yes, speak a little louder.
Hear me now?
Well, no, go ahead. Try that.
I was saying that, during the week is not good for me. I'm in Vegas.
Are you here on Fridays?
Yeah, I can do it Friday afternoon.
Okay, this is Dave. I have a difficult time on afternoons unless it's real early because it's a rough drive back at midnight across that mountain. There's just too many deer at 90 miles an hour.
I gotcha.
If it was early and if I could get back, say, by 10 or 11 in the evening, it wouldn't be bad. But anything later than that, it's a pretty rough drive.
Ed, do you come up on Thursday?
Yes. I come up on Thursday and I leave on Monday.
So any time on Friday you would work for you?
A little bit later in the morning is better for me because of Emily.
Later in the morning on Friday, not Friday afternoon?
Friday afternoon would be fine. That's great. You know, Friday like 1 o'clock, 12,
yeah.
Friday?
That would be ideal.
John Harris has the worst conflict as far as his work. John, does Fridays work better for you?
Yeah, I can probably make a Friday because I hate coming up just 500 miles each way to just go there for 2 days. So I would probably take off on a Thursday night, and I generally drive all night anyway. And then Friday I could do it, and that would give me 3 days, and I'd be happier with 3 days.
But we're not going past 2 hours. I don't want to sit into 5 and 6 hour meetings. This is ridiculous.
Okay, how does Friday at noon work for everybody?
Sounds great. Dead.
You can do it if you
okay.
Keep it all day.
We'll go for that, and that'll be the second.
Second Friday, honey.
But it comes in at winter time, too. Friday,
okay,
noon.
How about on the 9th of October, then?
At the ranch.
At noon.
The 9th, it's at the ranch.
Very good.
9th at the ranch at noon. Oh, that's right.
So
okay.
Our default meeting is going to be the second Friday of the month at noon, location to be determined ahead of time.
Second Friday at noon.
Okay, any other business? Or are we ready to adjourn?
Just one quick question. This is Dave.
Dave has a
for
question.
For the purpose of the minutes, who was assigned budget and finance, or under what category?
But they're not. It's just under.
We deleted that and
we got rid of that one.
Yeah, Shauna as treasurer has got
okay.
To be kind of key over budget finance, working with Linda, and then every member's got equal
yeah,
responsibility and understanding the budget.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I needed to clear that up.
Okay.
Okay, Linda has one thing that she would like to mention.
And I have one.
These black folders, which you gentlemen that are on the phone will get next time I see you, have the membership list in them by name, by lot number. It has their phone numbers and their, I thought it was complete addresses, but the rest you can get from me if you need it.
And you're going to add the email.
It has a current budget in it. It has... on the back, it has a map of the ranch with all the lot numbers on it, so if you need to make a ready reference, it's there. And you will be getting an email list at our next meeting because I need to update that from the annual meeting, and then also you'll be getting a board list from David Sills. He's putting that together. So I know you don't like hard copies, but these are handy
to
have when you're out on the ranch.
Right, no, this is very, very helpful and very useful.
I carry mine in my truck with me. Sometimes I borrow his because I forget it. But when I go out on the ranch, then if I'm at a lot and I need to know who it is, then I can see it. So I thought this would be helpful for
you. Very helpful.
Very nice.
The other thing is I need a picture of all of you. And this is a bad room to do it in, but we need to get, if you, I don't know if you've looked at the pictures on our site.
Are mine not on there?
Let's do it out there at the ranch on the 9th.
Yeah, you need to get prettied up so that we can do a picture
of
the other
one. We can have a ranch backdrop.
Okay. There you go. There you go.
Okay, now I have to think. I need.
On the 9th, I'm going to get your picture.
Linda wants pictures. Okay, and can I make a suggestion that we start our meeting with a prayer since we forgot today? But it was kind of chaos. And this is a public announcement. I just got back from Washington, D.C. on the march. Put on your calendars October the 17th. We're going to have here in Kanab at the middle school will be a big constitutional day. It will be an education day that goes from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, and there will be a lot of classes to go to, including Sheriff Richard Mack, bunch. Just there's a lot of really. Well, you'll see more input, but anyway, put it on your calendar and hold it.
Any reservations required, Shauna?
No, they aren't required. It'd be better if you did, so we have kind of a head count, because we will have to charge a little bit. We'll try to do a luncheon and then at some kind of lunch, and then there's some of these guys that we have to help pay for.
Okay.
Cool. I make a motion that we adjourn.
I second the motion. Okay.
All in favor.
Yay!
Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.